We're not going to travel all that far, but in a way, we're going to travel with our mind a bit to a really cool museum here in Chicago. I've been seeing a lot about this on Instagram. It's the Museum of Illusions. Pien Koopman joins us right now, the PR manager. Pien, welcome to WGN. Thanks for hopping on with us today.
Hi, Will. Thank you so much for having us and letting me tell you a little bit more about the museum.
I know. Well, first of all, this is a real silly question, but I'm just curious, when did you guys open up and where are you guys at? Where can we visit you?
Okay, so we've actually been there for a few years, but we just had a little bit of a relaunch a couple of weeks ago because we want everybody to know that we are there and that we're not just for tourists, but also for the locals that live there. We're actually on 25, is it Washington Street? And it's like right there in the loop.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's awesome to have many more experiences. Boy, we've had a lot of them come to the area. It's good to know you guys got a little revamp so we can revisit with what you're doing. So it's a very visual museum, so that we struggle a little bit on the radio perhaps to paint the picture. So, Pien, I'm going to put it up to you. Paint the picture of what the Museum of Illusions is all about.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy to explain. And really what we always say is like, you really just have to come down to experience it for yourself. But it is kind of a fun, mind-bending experience with over 70 different exhibits within that space. Some of them are on the wall, some of them are freestanding, and some of them are rooms that you really walk into and truly immerse yourself. And there's a lot of funny tricks that play with the mind, that kind of changes your perception of illusions and kind of changes the way you thought things truly were.
Okay. Well, you've got me interested. Can you describe one room perhaps for us to get a sense of what you mean by it plays with our mind? How can a room that we walk into at a museum play with our mind a bit?
Yeah, so we have one specific room. Well, we have a few that are my favorites. one of them is called the Ames Room, and it is really a lot of fun, and it's actually used in a bunch of movies as well. Because the idea is that it looks like you go into a regular room. You go on one side of the corner, the other person goes on the other side of the corner. And for instance, especially when you do this with families, it's really fun because the parent will go on one side and will appear tiny, whereas the kid goes on the other side and will appear very tall. And that is just because the way the walls are set up, it appears that you're much smaller when the walls kind of coming into you, when the ceiling comes down towards you.
Yeah, that's I love that. I've seen that room a little bit on, again, as I was mentioning, the Instagram videos that I've been getting a lot. But I think it's something you have to like experience. It's one thing to see it on a screen, or we've all kind of done like either Magic Eye or Illusions on a book or in front of us on our computer or in a movie or a film. But to actually like jump into that room and to have your mind played with a little bit, almost like a magic show, but one that's interactive. I mean, that's got to be fascinating.
It's really, really fun. And you know, it's fun for all ages. Like I said, it is so fun to do it with the family because the kids suddenly become taller than their parents, which they really like. But we also have other rooms where it appears that you can climb on a building. But again, you know, with a few little tricks here and there, perhaps a mirror, it might look like you can totally defy gravity.
Oh, that's awesome. We're talking with Pien Koopman, the Museum of Illusions PR manager. You mentioned families, and is that really one of your great groups to get parents together with their kids, grandparents, bring their kids? Maybe we're on summer break now. What a thing to do.
Absolutely, yes. But what we say, you know, we do really say it's it's interesting and fun for people from 5 to about 85. Like, you will always find something that surprises you. It doesn't matter what age you are. And the fun thing about the museum also is that you experience it truly differently with whoever you go and visit. So if you go with your kids, it will be very different than when you go for instance on a date night, or when you go on a girls' night out, or even one of the fun things that you can do is you can do it with companies as well. There's field trips that we can do. You know, it really is fun for everybody.
Yeah, I imagine there's like a stem connection here to some of these illusions, right? How the how do they do it almost is got to be an interesting conversation between adults, between kids, between everybody, trying to figure out exactly why my eye has been tricked this way. And I imagine that's a connection to math, psychology, all sorts of stuff.
Absolutely, yes. And actually, to show our gratitude to all the educators and everything that they do, we actually offer all teachers free admission to the museum as well.
Oh,
And
wow. That's
yes,
awesome.
and you mentioned STEM. We are actually STEM.org certified. And because, like you said, every illusion is kind of rooted in real science, and it really explains how the brain processes everything that it sees.
That's awesome. How long is a visit typically there? Like, walk us through the experience from when I go into the door. The entrance to the museum is on Wabash Street side. I walk in, and like, how long am I planning on being there for?
Well, the fun thing is that it can kind of fit into a day if you want to do some shopping or you want to do, have dinner and then do that before or after, which fits perfectly. Generally, people take between 45 minutes and an hour and a half, but I do have to warn you that we also have something that we call a brain gym, where some of these puzzles are actually life-size puzzles. And we've had people that get so stuck and, really, really want to solve these puzzles and sometimes stay there between 2 and 3 hours just because they want to solve those puzzles.
Oh, that would not be me. I have no detail-oriented mind behind it. I'd be like, "Oh, cool, I look tall," and take a picture. But that's also, I imagine, part of it too, is it's a very photo-friendly experience. If you're into sharing your, what you're doing, or just taking memorable photos for memories, what an opportunity there.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that is the fun thing. The nice thing is that, of course, it's not like a regular museum. The idea is that you can immerse yourself, you can touch, you can feel, you can, you don't just have to look with your eyes, you can touch and really be part of the entire experience. And, what more fun to take some pictures and share the memories with others.
I love it. We're getting some texts, no surprise, I bet, to you, Peen. Someone said from the 847, it's a fabulous museum and very difficult to explain, but I think we're doing a good job of it here. Before we let you go, just just give us a little rundown about the who, what, where one more time. Where can we learn more?
Absolutely. Well, I would definitely recommend for people to go online, go to moichicago.com and book your tickets beforehand. First of all, they're a little cheaper, and second of all, you will be sure that you can get in and enjoy the museum. And then the fun thing also is starting June 12th, we also have some special summer activations taking place as well. So even if you've been before, it will be fun to check it out again, and we'll have some play outside the ordinary events taking place there as well.
I love it. I am so glad that the downtown area, the Mag Mile, are getting some of these experiences, filling these places where maybe offices used to be. But boy, this is a great thing to do before the theater, after a day at Grant Park or Millennium Park. It's just so well located that it can be part of a busy day. It can be the highlight of a busy day in Chicago. And like you said, yes, of course, tourists, we want them to come and visit, but this is an in your own backyard thing, and I can't wait to see it myself, Peen. I appreciate your time today.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. MOIChicago.com, the Museum of Illusions. And seriously, check out all their Instagrams that they have, or all their social medias, because you'll get a better sense of exactly how they play tricks with the mind.